Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, talking to you
from the city of New York on the 28th of November, 2017.
I do want to tell you that I author the newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can subscribe to it by going to miningstocks.com. You can also call our office at 718-457-1426 to sign up for our letter. Also, suggest you consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter. ChenPicks.com is a place to go. What is Chen buying? What is Chen selling? Stellar track record, especially in the biotech space as well as energy. And he also has some interesting things that he covers in the resource sector as well. We do want to thank each of you for listening to this show, and we do want to thank our sponsors for making the show economically viable. Our sponsors for this week's show: Bonterra Resources, New Range Gold Corp, Klondike Gold Corp, RN Resources, Novo Resources, and Genesis Metals Corp. Regarding our sponsors, some of you no doubt are following Novo Resources. They've been a frequent guest on this show. It is my top pick. It is a stock that I have owned for some time, over 3 or 4 years, and I haven't sold a share since it peaked at $9. It's today trading at about 5.25. It's had quite a hit taken to it in the last couple of trading sessions. Seems to be finding some legs today. But if you really are following this, I would suggest you might want to consider subscribing to my letter, because I do cover it, talk about it almost every week. And I also pass along some of the ideas of some of the other people that follow this very closely, like John Kaiser and Bob Moriarty and others who follow this this story very closely. So it's Jay. Go to miningstocks.com to sign up for my letter, just a little plug for my own work. Today's show I've titled Saudi Arabia and Other Geopolitical Gold Market Shockers for 2018. Christopher Martinson, Peter Talman, Michael Oliver, all return guests today. If the Saudi Arabia situation doesn't worry you, you're not paying attention. Well, those were the words that were written by Chris Martinson in his recent article, that implied that the value of the dollar may be facing a grave threat in 2018 as a result of many things, but in part, the souring relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. At the same time, a warming of relationships between Saudi Arabia, Russia, and China is certainly taking place, if you're paying any attention to the news. Without Saudi Arabia and the petrodollar, what, if anything, can keep the U.S. dollar from collapsing? Moreover, as I think Chris may tell us, Russia has made some astounding technological advances in warfare that may be the reason that they have suddenly gained strength and seemingly the upper hand in the Middle East. Well, these are all issues that are very likely to impact the value of the dollar, according to Chris anyway. And so if you are an American, your investments in 2018 may actually change quite a bit. You may have to refocus a lot, and those are some of the things we're going to talk to Chris about. Certainly one of the answers to declining dollar is to swap dollars, which are nothing more than IOUs with zero intrinsic value. In fact, they're only valuable to the extent that other people can pay their debts. Well, it stands to reason that companies that can mine real money, like gold and silver, from the ground profitably, and do so, you know, making profits, they are the companies that should do very, very well when the dollar hits the skid. So Peter Talman, who heads Klondike Gold Corp, will be with me at about 15:15. Klondike Gold Corp is a company that I believe may very well be on to the discovery of a world-class gold deposit in the Yukon, and Peter will be with me to talk about the latest developments with that company, with this year's drill program and other things that are going on with the company. So he'll be with me in just a few minutes, but right now we're fortunate to have Michael Oliver with me. Once again, thanks for joining me, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
Good to have you. As always, gold was trading at $1,294 when I peeked at the screen a little before the show today, around 2:30 or so. Really hasn't done much this year. I mean, it hasn't been bad, but it hasn't really. It's not been a barn burner, has it? Now, what do you see for gold now? I mean, is any key numbers that you're looking at?
Well, above the market, we're only looking at price right now. We normally look at momentum trend structures, you know, on oscillators, especially long-term, annual, and quarterly. They're all fully positive, period, exclamation point. The only thing that's lagging, and it's normally does lag its own momentum, is price. Mm-hmm. Price has a, if you look at a monthly or weekly chart going back several years, you can draw a little line across about 1350 or so. And it looks like if you can close a week out up above, at or above 1350, the price guys are going to get excited. And so we're, gold is consolidating, congesting. Actually, it's had a good up year. You forgot that we closed last year at 10% on the year. So
yeah,
we're challenging.
Right.
If you put together the close of 2015, gold was about 1060.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 23 months later now, okay? And where we are now versus then, and take the S&P, do the same thing. Where it was the close of 2015, 23 months later, it's at current levels. S&P is beating gold by about 3%. Period.
Right.
It's hardly a barn burner.
Yeah.
And yet it's the strongest broad index in the world of the developed economies, stronger than the DAX, stronger than all of the broad indices. And yet it's only several percentage points ahead of gold, yet gold doesn't feel like it's up that much. It is.
Yeah.
So it's the nature of the rally in gold. It's been very convoluted, but nevertheless, year over year, it's been good. For 15 was good. 16 was good. 17 has been good so far. And I suspect at some point we're just going to leave the S&P behind, because I think the S&P is producing right now probably what we looked for about a week and a half ago. We put out a report. It was more or less an impulsive report on my part without charts. I said, this market needs a spike.
Mm-hmm.
It had been crawling at a snail's pace for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Each week, in fact, you had 3 weeks in a row where the S&P closed virtually horizontal. And I said, you need the spike. And it was in the 2470s, 80s, that area, 2570, excuse me. I said, you need a spike to disturb the lack of volatility. Because quite often, you can't go down from a quiet top.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming you're going to make a top. You can't do that. I'm just talking price right now. Momentum is ripe with numbers below that, if you can start dropping, you'll break short term, you'll break intermediate term, and position yourself in the end for the S&P at the end of this year, such that when you open next quarter, which is like 5 weeks away, next year as well, you're going to hit new numbers. Annual momentum trigger numbers, quarterly momentum trigger numbers, both of which are jumping up sharply. So any wobble right now from this spike, if this spike is exhaustive and exhibits exhaustive traits, namely, once you get it done, you roll over again.
Yeah.
Then you're in position next year to really quack the S&P without too much drop. 4 or 5% correction from these highs puts you in very bad position opening next year.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, gold continues to behave. Yes, it's boring. Yes, it seems to have moments of fear, but here we are in the 1290s. Last week we were talking with 1280s, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Other interesting market right now, Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
The market is going to start trading a futures contract on that shortly, before the end of the year. But it's just short of 10,000 right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an interesting phenomenon how it got here. It's like the dot-com bubble about three times faster. Straight up. And I strongly suspect there's a lot more things going on with these cryptocurrencies than people give them credit for.
Yeah.
They are a potential rival to central bank money.
Yeah.
And they're being accepted worldwide. South Korea the other day just declared, no, hands off. We're not going to try to regulate or deny the existence of cryptocurrencies. Some governments are trying to do some regulation and so forth, but basically it's hitting them in the face, and they don't quite, I don't think they intellectually understand themselves what this threat is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that if these become accepted currencies in business transactions more and more globally, and I'm not talking Bitcoin, but its competitors, that takes away the potency of central bank policy controls over their own money units and their own interest rates of those money units. And in other words, it's a threat to central bank power.
Yeah.
And I think at some point there will be a point where Western central banks in particular, I would say especially U.S. and Japan, will be inclined to want to do something to stop this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a threat to their policy power.
Yeah, well, it's going to be really interesting to watch, no question about that. And my way of thinking is that it may pave the way for gold to become money again, with Gold Money being a company that we follow very closely on this show. I follow my newsletter. They have now combined with BitGold. They are accepting BitGold accounts because there's a lot of hedge fund guys that want to own BitGold, but they don't know how to do it. They don't have the infrastructure in place to protect themselves and so forth. So I think, Michael, this is one thing we're going to want to have you talk about some more, hopefully, on this show until at least it burns out. So very interesting. We are out of time, Michael. Any one last quick word, perhaps?
Let's see. We've been positive on crude oil from mid-September. We said it's another, but we've bought it three times over the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We suggested that to our subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
So under 50, we were long, and we expected a rally up into the upper 50s. We got out last week or suggested mm-hmm. that our subscribers exit. It was 58 to 60 area. We said exit. And I think oil may have had its rally for a while. I think it'll resume again next year, but I think for this year it's probably done its thing. The other market. Yeah.
All right, we have to leave a go at that, Michael. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Thanks so much for sharing with us once again. Always great to have you with us. Folks, we got to go to break now, but when we come back, Peter Talman will be with me. He'll talk about Klondike Gold Corp. The exciting things going on there, perhaps one of the larger gold deposits in the making. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Let's hear what Peter has to say after the break.